Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now I'm just got back from baby. With them rolling on.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. Little band from Texas. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, one and only. And the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Olala Njinga is here. Yellowwoodgroup.com is her website, and she's a very important contributor to public policy in the state of North Carolina regarding small business. She's a member of the government's NC Works Commission and doing a great job over there with them, and we appreciate her. Your service, Olala, to the marketplace and to policy, public policy. I'm proud of the work that you're doing over there. But you've got some trends that you want to talk to us about that you've seen. Talk to us about these.
I do, yeah. So there are three big things. You know, we're in a new decade, and one of the things that I'm seeing is a lot of small business owners acting like it's the previous decade. So I thought, let's pull out a couple of trends so we can kind of get them on board before they end up in Q3 and wondering what happened to their business. So the first of the critical customer trends is focusing on customer experiences. And what I mean by that is how you make me feel about doing business with you matters. It matters to me. It matters to my friends, because we want to tell a story about doing business with you.
With all the technology we have and we use, we're still analog humans.
Right?
We still make decisions largely based on emotion.
Exactly. And how you make me feel about doing business with you, good, bad, or indifferent, tells its own story about my experience with you. And so I see a lot of business owners still stuck on things like customer satisfaction, customer loyalty. And while those things are important, customer experiences is every single touch that customer has with your business.
And
online,
those experience, many of those experiences happen before they even know whether you are going to be a good deliverer of services. And this is what I call relevance. See,
they
determine whether you're relevant to them before they know whether you're competitive.
Exactly. And it can be something as simple as I go to your website and I have to wait too long for the page to load.
Or I go there on my phone and you don't have a mobile site.
And you don't have, exactly. So all of those touch points, all of those little interactions all add up to my experience. And how I feel about the experience with you dictates a lot of things. And small business owners, they don't always pay attention to the small things that can trip their customers up.
Right.
So that's why we're having that conversation right now. Some people call it CX, which is fine, but it's all the same. Customer experience, number one thing you got to get on in your radar in 2020 if you're a small business owner.
All right. What's next?
Customer engagement. And I can't say this enough, and I know you're going to agree with me on this. Technology is not a supplement. Is not a replacement. It's a supplement for human interaction. You can't just automate every single customer relationship and think that that's okay.
That's right.
Email marketing and social media, these things are tools that supplement your engagement with your customer. They don't replace it. And I see a lot of small business owners who think, why can't I just press a button and make this go away? And it makes me scream when I hear them say things like that.
Right. Well, at the end of the day, as we've said here many times, at the end of the day, John Nesbitt's what I call Nesbitt's razor still is true. The more high tech we have, the more high touch we will want.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Even with all that technology,
it's because we're analog humans. We're still analog humans. We always have been, and we always will be. 100 years from now, when we're up to our ears in technology, more than now, you and our grandchildren will be the same DNA human beings that we are today.
Absolutely. And so then wrapping up those critical customer trends is customer successes. And the way that I describe that to my clients is you have to be your customer's hero so that they can tell the world that you're their hero. And because really what it comes down to is the story. What is the story behind how you got to do something? If working with someone helped you make $1 million and that customer sees you as the hero that came in, solved this big problem, and they get to talk about how they've made $1 million and how you helped them do that. Mm-hmm. Those are the stories that you want. And I do think that small business owners forget sometimes that at the end of the day, we're all just people connected by one big thing. And
well,
we
the Holy Grail of marketing in the digital age is earned media. Earned media is what other people say about you that's good. And here's the thing. Corporations, corporate America spend billions of dollars a year to try to coax people into giving them earned media. And small business owners can do it for nothing because we're so close to the people who give us the earned media. We're naturals at it. They spend billions of dollars on something that we can do for nothing if we just will do it, like you say.
Exactly. You got to be your customer's hero because it matters. It matters to the entire community.
Has anybody ever said some corporate America was their hero? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Now, they may like them. They may buy their product, but they're not their hero. But small business owners, she's right. You can be their hero. Last thoughts, Olala.
Last thoughts is that this is the year for small business. So crank it up. Don't be lazy. Don't drag your feet. Jump in there. Be your customer.
Send the invoice.
And do everything you can. And send the invoice.
Happy anniversary, Olala. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Olala and
Jingle. Take care.
One of our favorite folks on the planet. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.